cure the disease condition of our existence. And then it will be cured. For that purpose, we have to execute austerity, penance, tapasā brahmacarjīna samena gamena va. These practices are there. But there is one practice that is called bhakti. Kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana. One, vasudeva parayana, vasudeva sarvamiti samahatmasudeva. When one understands the Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is everything, then he becomes the greatest Mahatma. That platform is achieved after many, many births. Bhavanam janmanamanti jnanavan vang prapadrati. Vasudeva sarvami. Vasudeva is canvassing. Sarvadharman paritajya mamekam saranam bhaja. You just surrender to me, I shall give you all protection. And one has to come to this position, Vasudeva sarvami. So one who is intelligent, he will take it immediately. That bahunam janmanavanti, after many, many births, if I have come to this position, the Vasudeva is everything, so why not accept him immediately? And that is intelligent. Why shall I work for many, many births? I have got now sense. I have got this human body. Let me do it immediately. And that is sense. And if you want to wait for many, many births to come to this conclusion, we can do that. That is our misfortune. So our Krishna consciousness movement is that you take immediately, without waiting, for many, many births. Don't wait. Now you have got human form of body, and here is the opportunity, sarva-dharmān paritrajya-māmekaṁ saranaṁ bhaja, to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why not do it now?
And is it sure to go through in this life if you try this hard?
Yes, it is sure. He said, aham tvā sarva pāpe bha mokkhasyāmi, mā śuci. It is sure. It is not speculation. It is fact. As soon as you surrender, you immediately become free from all sinful reaction of life. And we suffer on account of sinful reaction of life. So intelligence is that here is the opportunity. Māmi vaja prapadante māyāmi tāng tarantite, to get out of the clutches of the influence of material energy, why not take it now? That is one thing. Vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudeva.
Swami, when you talk of Krishna, sometimes we talk these Buddha, our friends here, and I think you are here, is really, you know, to ask you this thing. When you talk of Krishna, do we mean that we are talking of Krishna of Mahabharata, or we are talking the Krishna, the God, or the Supreme Head?
Well, Krishna, Mahabharata and Krishna, God is the same person. Why do you differentiate? Why you are differentiating? My question will be, how do you differentiate the Krishna, Mahabharata, and Krishna, God, different? Because Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita, that is a chapter in the Mahabharata. So how do you differentiate? What is the cause that you are differentiating?
What I think that the...
You think you have already expressed. But where is the basis of your thinking like that? Because everyone knows the Mahabharata battle was there. Battle of Kurukshetra. That is a chapter in the Mahabharata. And Krishna is the speaker in that battle of Kurukshetra. And Arjuna is the fighter. How do you take away the Krishna of Mahabharata from the battlefield of Kurukshetra? What is your reason?
No, that is all right. Krishna, we got it, but do you take it?
No, you have to take it. Because there is no difference. As soon as you bring in Mahabharata and Krishna, the Krishna is the same. You cannot take it differently. Because Krishna is speaking to one of the parties of the fighter, the Kurus and the Pandavas. And that is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Dharma Khetre, Kuru Khetre, Samaveta, Jujutsava. Jujutsava means two parties desiring to fight. Who are those parties? Mamaka Pandavas Saiva. That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. That is the Mahabharata history. So how can differentiate this Krishna, that Krishna? There is no possibility. It is imagination. The beginning is Mahabharata and the Bhagavad Gita.
Swamiji, I read an article recently. One of my secretaries, she brought that article to me. It was written by Dr. Bennett in India. He's a professor of Calcutta University. And he says that Krishna and the Mahabharata, the Kurukshetra, that is all imagination.
That is his foolishness. He's a fool. He does not know the facts. And he is posed himself as a learned scholar. That is the difficulty. Fools and rascals presenting themselves as scholars and misrepresenting. People are being misguided. Because he is a learned scholar, you are citing his example.
Yes. Yes.
But he is a fool. He doesn't know what is Mahabharata, what is Krishna. Still he wants to put, to say something, that is his foolishness. He does not know. And he still wants to speak something. That is cheating. The cheating propensity is there for conditioned soul. He does not know one thing, still he wants to speak as authority. That is cheating. How you can differentiate? If you are actually student of Mahabharata, then how you can differentiate the speaker in the battlefield of Kurukshetra and Krishna? Krishna is accepted there as Bhagavan. When our Vyasadeva writes Krishna's statement, he writes, Bhagavan Uvacha. He's Bhagavan. And as well as he's a historical person in the Mahabharata. He never writes Krishna, Bhagavan. He writes Bhagavan. And Arjuna admits, Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Paramambhava. Purusham, Adhyam, you are the Supreme Person. How can you differentiate Krishna, Mahabharata, and Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna? These are miscalculations.
No, sir, we didn't say that Krishna or Mahabharata. We said that when you read, I don't know that, but what I read, just when you read the Vedic literature, there comes some Nirguna Brahma and Saguna Brahma. Now,
Krishna is Parabrahma. Krishna is Parabrahma.
Yeah, but my confusion came, sir.
First of all, Brahma, yes, there are we are all Brahma, living entities. We are simply thinking, I am this body. So, liberation, when we come to the conclusion that I am not this body, aham brahmasmi. So you are already Brahma, but you are forgetfully, you are thinking that you are Indian. That is Maya. We are all Brahma. But due to our ignorance, lack of knowledge, we are thinking, I am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am this, I am that. That is Maya. So, when you actually understand that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, that is a fact, then that condition is called Brahma Bhuta. Now we are Jiva Bhuta. We are thinking I am an individual person of this country, of this religion. That is Jiva Bhuta. But when we understand that we are not Jiva Bhuta, we are Brahma Bhuta, that is our liberated position. Brahma Bhuta Prasannātmā. When one becomes actually understanding that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, then my all responsibility of this bodily connection immediately ceases. I am not this body. And why am I working for this body? Why am I in ignorance? That is called Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuta Prasannātmā. Na sochati, na kāṅkati. That is liberated stage. So, we are already Brahma. There is no question of becoming Brahma. We are mistaking something else, that I am not Brahma. So when we come to the actual understanding, aham brahmasmi, that is called Brahma Bhuta stage. Brahma Bhuta Prasannātmā. Na sochati, na kāṅkati. Samasarvik. Then he sees everyone on equal level, that every soul is Brahma. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmani gavihasini suni cheta sapake sapandita samadarsh. That is samadarsh. He sees the same soul within a learned Brahmin and within a dog. Sama sarvesu bhute. That is the stage of bhakti. Brahma Bhuta Prasannātmā na sochati na kāṅkati samas sarvesu bhūtesu madbhakti labhate param. So, when you come to the standard of bhakti, then you can understand Krishna. Bhaktyāmāma vijāla. Unless you come to that stage, you cannot understand Krishna. You'll miss that. Manushyānāṁ sahasyeṣu kaścit yatiti siddhāya. The siddhi means to become liberated from the bodily concept of life. So out of many millions of people, one gets the opportunity of becoming siddha, Brahma-buddha. And yatatāmavi siddhānāṁ kaścit vetti māntat. And those who are siddhas, liberated, out of many of them, kaścit vetti māntattva. So how this Mr. Banerjee will understand Krishna? He is not a bhakta. He cannot understand. He can talk of the honey within the bottle. He cannot taste it. If he wants to test, then somebody must be able to open the bottle and give him little. Then he left. And then he let him lick up the bottle. That's good. So those who are licking the bottle, they cannot say what is the taste of the honey. One must actually taste. That is possible, bhakta maam abhijana. That taste is available by the bhaktas, not by the so-called scholars. Naam atma pravachane na labhya, that is Vedic injunction. Na medhaya, na bhunasite, na. You cannot realize self by your intelligence or by your learning or by your brain. Naam atma pravachane na labhya, na bhunasite, na. So, when the Atma, Paramatma, reveals himself to somebody, he can understand. And that revelation is possible when you are a bhakta. Otherwise, it is not. He clearly said, bhakta vama vyanati. He never says, by brain one can understand. He never says. By speculation one can understand. No, this is not the process. Bhakta-māma-mijānāti, yāvān-yaścāmi-tattva. In the beginning he said, kaścīt-vetti-māma-tattva. Jata-tāma-pi-siddhāna. Those who are siddhas, already liberated, out of that, many, still they are unable to understand. Tat-tat, in truth. But here he says, bhakta-māma-vijānāti, javān-yaścāmi tat-tat. Only through bhakti one can understand in truth what is Krishna. Otherwise it's not possible. Because one is scholar, he can understand Krishna. That is not the fact.
But this paradox, which is this thing, in mostly in Vedashrams, that the form of the God is neti neti, and then they say that the whichever people like Rama and Krishna, they call it is a.
They say.
They say they
have no value. Because if it is a fact that one can understand God through bhakti, so whatever bhakta says, that is valuable. What a nonsense says, it has no value. It has no value. They say. But first of all, we have to think what they are. Are they speculator or bhakta? Just like beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, bhaktosi, I am talking to you, Bhagavad Gita, because you are my bhakta. So it is the subject matter. Bhagavan is the subject matter for the bhakta, not for others. Others, they will speculate only. They will never understand what is Krishna.
Yesterday you said, yidā yidā hi dharmasya glānir bhavati bhārata abhyutthāna dharmasya tadātmānam śrijāmaḥ.
Yes. This is dharmasya glāni. That those who are not bhakta, speculators, they are talking of God. This is dharmasya glāni. How they can talk of God? They cannot talk. Even they are talking, that is misleading. Because nobody can talk of God unless you're a devotee of God. You see? Bhaktosi. Fourth chapter. The subject matter of Bhagavad Gita is to be understood by a bhakta, not by a speculator. Read it.
Seva-ayang-maya-te-dhya yoga-prakta-purātana.
I am just talking to you that Puratan, old yoga system, which I spoke to the sun god. Why you are talking to me? Then?
Bhaktosime.
He is not a Vedantist. He was a soldier. The how the soldier can understand the highest topics of Bhakti Yoga. Imam Vivasati Yogam Pratvaramamma. It is the yoga. How a soldier, Arjuna was not a Vedantist, he was a fighter. There was a doubt that how a soldier can understand. Therefore Krishna, Bhaktosi, you can understand because you are my Bhakta. The first qualification, one must be a Bhakta. Then he can understand. Otherwise it's not possible.
How can then the God can be in a human form? Because human, when you talk of human body, it is a limited
body. He does not
body.
Come in human form. He is like human being. Dibhuj. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. He is, in the Bible it is said, that man is made after God. The human being, two hands, two legs, this body they have got, that is the original form of God. But because he comes in that form, abhijananti mangamurha, manasim tanumasim, they think that he is a man. His original form is that. But because we are habituated to see two hands, two legs of human being, we take him as human being. But that is his original form. Abhijananti mangamurha. Kind of. So if we accept him as a human being like us, then we are murha. Rascals. He says, Abhijananti mangamurha, manasim tanuvasi, param bhavam ajan. They do not know what is behind this human form of life. God is omnipotent, almighty. He can take any form he likes. He cannot check it. He cannot say how Brahma can come in human form. Why he cannot come? If he is all powerful, what is the difficulty? Taking your argument, if Brahma is all powerful, then what is the difficulty for him to come as human being?
There cannot be no difficulty, that's reasonable.
Yes, but if we take him, just like here, there are so many gentlemen, that here is a lawyer or here is a high court judge, and if I take him, that he is also an ordinary man, that is my mistake. Even if he comes as ordinary visitor, still he is high court judge. His position is not declined.
So that, sir, we will have to expect.
Therefore, Krishna, even if you take that he has come as a human being, still he is Krishna, he is God. That is explained.
Avajananti mamutha manushing tanagasvita param bhava majananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. Translation: fools deride me when I descend in this human form. They do not know my transcendental nature and my supreme dominion over all that be.
Yeah, but this type of statements have been made in all the other religions also. The prophet always speaks like...
Yes, the prophet can speak.
Yeah,
prophet is representative of God.
Yeah, it is like that, sir, just you said that it's a small pond and a big pond. No doubt, it's a big light. You cannot ignore that thing, this thing. But what my confusion is this thing, that we have to... I mean, and a bhakt will also... with a limited sense, will never able to go to that extent unless he has to surrender to some bigger power than him. And what I think
that we take Krishna as a bigger power.
Right, sure, we have to take. We have to take a bigger power. Is there? Otherwise,
so if you take Krishna as bigger power, there is no controversy.
Yeah,
whatever he says, we have to accept.
You know, we have to take it like this, just like we have to take even some of this, any statement you make, we are going to take it, because we think people of your state who have experienced the life, which I didn't do, they are the authority on that thing.
If you accept Krishna authority, then at least he is bigger than you.
Yes, sure. Not only authority on this, sir, authority in this thing, because they have experienced, they have come to that, gone to that stage.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely we have to, because just like from a teacher, a boy learns, and it is that method. You have to learn from higher person.
Mm-hmm. So if you accept Krishna as the highest authority, and not only you accept, but all other authorities, they accept. Find out this word. Parabrahma param dhamma pavitram paramam bhava.
Arjuna vacha param brahma param dhamma pavitram paramam bhavan purusham shashvatam nityam.
Purusham shashvatam nityam.
Adidevam
ajam vibhu.
Ahustvang vishak sarve devashir naradastata. Asito devalo vyasa svayang chaiva bravishime.
So, this is confirmation that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if you accept him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you have to accept him as he says.
It's a great power, yes.
Not great power, but greatest power. Nobody is greater than him. That is accepted by the direct listener of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna. And he is giving evidences of Vyasadeva, Asita, Devala, Narada. They are authorities. And in the recent years, the acharyas, Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, Nimbarka, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were accepted. And he speaks also. Then where is doubt?
No, I don't have. I just want to clear this thing, that thing. I accept, sir, this thing. It is a great power. It is the supreme power.
Not a great power. It is the great power. Matta parataram nanna. There is no more greater power than him. That is his position.
Because my point is this thing. A difference comes in this thing. Suppose a man of other religion says, okay.
No, it is not the question of religion. It is the question of God. God is great. That is accepted by all religion.
Yes, sir.
So, if Krishna is the great, then he is God. Where is the argument?
Yeah, then that didn't come. Didn't come. Just like you stated, the time
then
you
feel. Then you have to study Krishna. That where is the great, the only great. Then you will understand. God is great, there is no religion will differ in this connection. But if you find that, yes, Krishna is the greatest, then you have to accept. There is no other argument. Trial technical time, go to God. Next.
Prabhupada will be coming back in about 5 minutes. He's just going to the bathroom. Original back to Godhead.
We got it from Library of Congress.
Yeah. God is great. Now we have to analyze what is the greatness. A man is supposed to be great when he is very rich. A man is supposed to be great when he is very wise, man of knowledge, strength, reputation. So item by item, you analyze and see. You will see Krishna is the greatest. By reasoning, and therefore he is God. They have been analyzed. You'll find in the nectar of devotion. The Goswamis have analyzed the characters of Krishna. And they found him the greatest. So if God is great, and if he is the greatest, then he is God. I cannot deny it. At least we can see the Bhagavad Gita, the little knowledge given by Krishna, that is still standing the greatest. 5,000 years passed. Nobody could give such a book of knowledge throughout the whole world. The Bhagavad Gita is studied not only by the Indians or the Hindus, but by all scholars of the world. Even such persons who think that there is somebody greater than Krishna, they also remember. And they decide from the Bhagavad Gita. Even Shankaracharya, the leader of the Mahabharata, he says, Bhagavad Gita kinchita dhita. Is it not? Does he not say?
Was it not Shankaracharya Swamiji who said, Vande Krishnam Jagat Guru?
Yes.
Was it not? Yes.
Bhajagovindam. He is the leader of the impersonalist. He accepts Krishna through Bhagavan Sam. So Bhagavan Sam Krishna. Then what to speak of the Vaishnava Acharyas, Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya. Ramanucharya has given Bhagavad Gita comments. Every line, Vedic evidence. You read Bhagavad Gita, commented by Ramanucharya, he'll find every line he has quoted from Veda. So there is no doubt about it. Simply, one has to study very intelligently about Krishna, then he'll come to the conclusion that he is God.
I would like to ask a question, but I'm a little bit timid about doing so. But I will ask it. Oh, and it's this. Would it be possible to think of... first I have to say that I tend to think of religions as personalities. Would it be possible?
Why?
All the religions.
No. Why you think like that? You are not authority.
I merely say that I do. I don't say that I'm right to do so. I can't say why. I simply do.
This is due to our limited knowledge.
Yes.
Because I am a person. I have got my limited knowledge. I am thinking of God. That If God is a person, then he has limited knowledge. That means I am bringing God to my level. That is my defect. We say God is all-powerful, almighty. Still, he cannot become a person. Why do you think that? If he is almighty, he can become a person.
Yes.
Then why do you deny it?
I don't.
Then there is no question, you see.
But my question, I still want to ask the question. Not that it's the right question, but I do want to ask it. I'm not sure that I can formulate it, but it would be a little like this. Maybe. Well, maybe I don't have to answer. I'll skip it.
you are Christian. You are not
Christian. I am.
Whatever you may be.
Would it be possible to say that, this is my question, I guess, would it be possible to say that all the religions are, as it were, aspects of the personality of Krishna?
No. Our definition of religion is that religion is the word or the law given by God. That is it.
Yes, but then there are these...
Now, first of all, we have to agree on the principle.
Religion. There's more
religion means the word of God or the law given by God. That is religion.
But I go into a Catholic church and I feel a different environmental personality from the environmental personality I feel when I come here. Or, and if I'm looking for God, which I think is here, I feel God, certainly I feel it very strongly, in your person. Well, that's a brutal thing to say, but...
I have already explained, because every living entity is part and parcel of God. So, just like the particle of gold, the gold is there. There is no doubt about it.
Yes, but sometimes you feel it more than at other times.
There may be big particle or small particle. But particle, there may be different sizes. That is another thing. But as soon as you get a particle, the gold is already there. So similarly, whenever you find any living entity, God is there.
That certainly answers my question.
Yeah.
It really does. Thank you.
And actually, that God is there with the living entity. Ishvara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtati. He particularly pointed out, here is God, within the core of the heart. Now the yogis, they try to find out God in his body. That is called meditation. Dhyana vasita tadgatena manasa apasanti jam yogis. This is the process of the yogis, to find out God within himself. And Bhagavad Gita is also stated, So, God is everywhere, there is no doubt about it. Within you, within me, within the atom. Everywhere. Andantarasang, Paramanuchayantarasang, Govindavadi Purusam, Dhamahamaya. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. So, Maya Tatamidam Sabbam. I am everywhere. So, God is everywhere. That is God's omnipresence, omnipotency. But still, God has his actual position. nāhaṁ teṣu avasthita. Maya tatavidam sarvam jagata bhakta murtina masthāni sarvabhūtāni nāhaṁ teṣu avasthita. So, this is a great science. If we understand, then we can understand what is God, what is position, how he is great, everything. That is his greatness. Although he is in his own abode, still he is everywhere. That is his greatness. I am here, I am not in my bedroom. But about God, it is said, Goloka eva nivasati akhila atma bhuti. That is God. He is far, far away from our this planet. There is a planet, Goloka eva nivasati. He is there, but still he is everywhere. That is his greatness. That is the distinction between him and us. We are in one place, but we are not all perfect. In another verse, it is explained, Khetra gancapi mang vidhi sarva khetre subhar. Khetra khetragya, the living entity, is Khetragya. One who knows about his body, body is called Khetra, field of activities. I am working with this body. A cat is working with his body, dog is working with his body, a small spirit is working with his body. The body is the field of activity and the soul within the body is the owner of the body or occupier of the body, not owner. So, God is also with him. Therefore he says, Khetraṁ gañcapi māṁ viddhi sarva khetreṣu. God is present along with the living entity. I or you. I know the pains and pleasure of my body. You know the pains and pleasure of your body. But God knows the pains and pleasure of your body, my body, his body, his body. That is the difference between God and me. These things are explained. Read it.
Chetragyam chabimam vidhi sarvakshetreshu bharata. Chetragyayor jnanam yattaj jnanam matam mama. Translation, O Sena of Bharata, you should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies, and to understand this body and its owner is called knowledge. That is my opinion.
That is greatness. This is the distinction. God is great. I know about my body. You know about your body. But God knows about your body and my body and his body. That is great. That is explained. That is the distinction. I am small, he is great. I cannot think of beyond the scope of this body, or little more. But he knows everything. Vedaham samitita. That is his great. In this way, if we study the greatness of God, then we can understand what is God and what is not God.
Thanks.
What is the part?
While discussing the subject of this body and the owner of the body, the soul and the supersoul, we shall find three different topics of study: the Lord, the living entity, and matter. In every field of activities, in every body, there are two souls, the individual soul and the super soul. Because the super soul is the plenary expansion of the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna. Krishna says, quote, I am also the knower, but I am not the individual owner of the body. I am the super knower. I am present in every body as the Paramatma or super soul. Unquote. One who studies the subject matter of the field of activity and the knower of the field very minutely in terms of this Bhagavad Gita can attain to knowledge. The Lord says, I am the knower of the field of activities in every individual body. The individual may be the knower of his body, but he is not in knowledge of other bodies. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present as the super soul in all bodies, knows everything about all bodies. He knows all the different bodies of all the various species of life. A citizen may know everything about his patch of land, but the king knows not only his palace, but all the properties possessed by the individual citizens. Similarly, one may be the proprietor of the body individually, but the Supreme Lord is the proprietor of all bodies. The king is the original proprietor of the kingdom, and the citizen is the secondary proprietor. Similarly, the Supreme Lord is the supreme proprietor of all bodies. The body consists of the senses. The Supreme Lord is Rishikesha, which means controller of the senses. He is the original controller of the senses, just as the king is the original controller of all the activities of the state. And Chitrani hi sharirani bijam chapi subashube tani veti cha yogatma tata kshetragya uchyate. This body is called the kshetra, and within it dwells the owner of the body and the Supreme Lord, who knows both the body and the owner of the body. Therefore, he is called the knower of all fields. The distinction between the field of activities, the owner of activities, and the supreme owner of activities is described as follows. Perfect knowledge of the constitution of the body, the constitution of the individual soul, and the constitution of the super soul is known in terms of Vedic literature as jnanam. That is the opinion of Krishna. To understand both the soul and the super soul as one yet distinct is knowledge. One who does not understand the field of activities and the knower of activity is not in perfect knowledge. One has to understand the position of Prakriti, nature, and Purusha, the enjoyer of the nature, and Ishvara, the knower who dominates or controls nature and the individual soul. One should not confuse the three in their different capacities. One should not confuse the painter, the painting, and the easel. This material world, which is the field of activities, is nature, and the enjoyer of nature is the living entity, and above them both is the supreme controller, the personality of Godhead. It is stated in the Vedic language, Bhokta Bhogyam Preritarang Cha Matva Sarvam Proktam Trividhang Brahmanetat. There are three Brahman conceptions. Prakriti is Brahman as the field of activities, and the Jiva, individual soul, is also Brahman and is trying to control material nature. And the controller of both of them is also Brahman, but he is the factual controller.
Therefore he is called Parabrahma. Sarvam Khalidam Brahma. Everything is Brahma, but he is Parabrahma. That is accepted by God. Parabrahma, Paramadham, Pavitra.
In this chapter it will also be explained that out of the two knowers, one is fallible and the other is infallible. One is superior and the other is subordinate. One who understands the two knowers of the field to be one and the same contradicts the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who states here very clearly that, quote, I am also the knower of the field of activity. One who misrepresents a rope to be a serpent is not in knowledge.
He says, I am also. Kritangam cha. Cha means also. The two. Individual, khetranga, and the collective. Kritangam cha. Where is khetranga? I am also. That too. Not one. Kritangam cha pi. Cha api. Kritangam cha pi. Manavi. That's why like there is cha. And. That's two. Not one. One is subordinate, one is superior. Therefore he is addressed Parabrahma. Brahma, Jiva is also Brahma. But he is Parabrahma. Paramatma. Jiva is also Atma, he is Paramatma. Parameshara. Jiva is also Ishara. But he is Parameshara. Ishara Paramakrishna. This is Vedic Bhasa. There are Isharas, controllers, many controllers. But Parama controller, Parameshara is Krishna. Ishara Paramakrishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. Anadi Radhi Govinda. Sarvakarana Karana. That is confirmed in Bhagavad. Aham Adirhi Deva Nam. Aham Sarvasa Prabhava Matta Sarvam Prabhata Iti Matta Bhajante Ma Buddha Bhava Sarvam. He is for Brahma, he is supreme great. You study, and then you understand. And without understanding, if we take that he is also human being, that is mistake. Param bhava majananta, mama bhuta mahesara. He does not know what is my background. The mura, that's a mura. Majananti bhava mura. We should not remain as mura, we should be intelligent to understand this. And that is possible only through bhakti. Krishna specifically mentioned bhakta mama vijana. He never says by jnana, yoga, karma. One can understand it. No? Bhakta. Bhaktosi. You will understand Arjuna because you are my bhakti. That is the first qualification to understand Krishna. Vidhi Panipate, Paripasne. A bhakta is submissive. And devotees, they are not submissive. They are so proud, they say, I am Bhagavan, I am God. So that attitude will not help to understand. आप कुछ बोले तो
मैं कुछ पूछना चाह रही हूँ लेकिन हिंदी में पूछूंगी
पूछिए
एक गृहस्थ औरत होते हुए भक्ति का पहला
अरे वो अर्जुन खुद गृहस्थ था आप क्यों डरते हैं अर्जुन सन्यासी था ही था
पर लेकिन और तो
उससे बढ़ के कौन भगवान तो समझा He says परम ब्रह्म परम भाव पवित्रम परम He understands perfect There is no question of गृहस्थ or sannyas It is the question of understanding And Arjuna is Grihastha, politician, fighter, and still he is selected to understand Bhagavad. So Grihastha is not a bad thing. that he has to hide the sannyasi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says like that, kiva vipro kiva sudra nasi kane no. आप बांग्ला समझती है कि नहीं? क्या है? चैतन्य मामू कहते हैं कि I can speak in English so that others. जब किवा विप्र, वैसा वाणी जब ब्राह्मण, किवा सूद्र, और वैसा ही जब सूद्र, किवा विप्र, किवा नैसी का नहीं नो, और वैसा ही जब सन्नै. That means whether he is a grihastha or brahman, or there are eight varnasrama, brahman, khatri, vaishya, sudra, and brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, whatever he may be, out of these eight categories. Kiva vipra, kiva sudra, nasikane, jai Krishna tattvavetta, sei guru. Anyone who understands Krishna perfectly, he is guru. Jaisa Arjuna is our guru. But he is a grihastha, he is a soldier, he is a khatriya, he is neither Brahmin, nor sannyasi, nor Vedanti, nothing of this. But he knows Krishna. Therefore he is guru. So grihastha honne se koi dar ka baat to nahi. Krishna ko samajhna chahiye.
Unke liye kya pehla kadam hai?
Sunna chahiye. Savanam, this is the first step of bhakti. Hear about Krishna from the right soul. Otherwise you will be misguided. Therefore Krishna recommends tat vidhi pranipate na pariprasne na srivaya. You have to go to a person where you can surrender. जब तक आपको ये ख्याल रहेगा हम ज्यादा समझते हैं तब तक आपको मिलेगा.
How to
that you have to judge whether I can surrender to him, that you have to behave with him. Therefore according to system one has to study before accepting somebody as guru. One has to study that whether I can surrender to him. If you think that no, I know better than him, don't accept a formal guru. That is mistake. A guru also will see he is happening to it, he is going to accept my discipleship. Let me see whether he is qualified. Then there should be guru and shishya. Not that as a passion. Is Arjuna accepted Krishna as guru after talking with him. Find out that verse, Sishasti Hang Sadimang Pipanam. Nahi Prapashni.
Nahi Prapashyami.
When he was convinced that I do not find anyone else to give me instruction, then he said,
Karpanya dosho palata subhava pritstami thang dharma samuda cheta yat shreya shya nishtitam bruhi tanme shishyaste hang shadimam thang prapanam. Translation. Now I am confused about my duty and have lost all composure because of weakness. In this condition I am asking you to tell me clearly what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me.
So everyone is perplexed condition. In this material world, you cannot find anyone who is not perplexed. Is there anyone who is not perplexed? Can anyone say that I am not perplexed? Everyone is perplexed. Therefore everyone requires guru. But Guru, no, Guru means like Krishna, or is it? Yes?
Sir, you explained that Paramatma is within everyone, every individual, human and animal alike. And you also explain that Paramatma is within every atom, too, in the universe. Then does that mean that I have one Paramatma plus about 6 trillion other Paramatmas?
No, Paramatma is the same.
What?
Paramatma is the same. Not the Paramatma within yourself is different from the Paramatma within my self. The Paramatma is the same. Just like the sun. And if you put here millions of pots with water, and each pot you'll find the sun. But the sun is what? When the sun is on the head, you just phone your friend 500 miles or 5,000 miles away. Can you tell me where is the sun? He'll say, it is on my head. How it is possible? Everyone will say, now the sun is on my head. That is Paramatma. He is one. But everyone will say, he is within me, in my head. That is Paramatma. Paramatma is one, but he is everywhere. That is Paramatma. And I am Atma, I am only he, that's all. That is different. He is not defined because he is within the core of the heart of a dog and he is within the core of the heart of a human being. He is different, no. You see? Therefore, Pandita Samadarshina.
What about the other atoms within me or the dog? Do you understand what I'm getting at? There are millions of atoms.
He's saying this body is comprised of atoms. Mm. So the Paramatma is present within this body alongside the individual soul that's operating this body. But there's also millions of other atoms, and Krishna is also within the atoms as well.
Yeah. All
right, thank you. Mr. Dayani brought a person that he studies under one time to meet me at the temple, and he took a very remote verse out of the Bhagavad Gita about sacrifice, and his idea is that to perform yajna is the way to purify the universe in this age of Kali Yuga, and Dhyani was very supportive of him. So I was wondering, maybe you could explain a little.
Well, yajna, what does it mean by yajna?
Swamiji, he says the whole Vedic religion is in five. Yajna, dana, tapa, karma, swadhyaya. Comes this thing.
That is stated in Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah.
Yajna, dana, tapa, kriya, nata, ajam, tajam.
Yeah. He said that thing. Now, he brought one more point, this thing. He said, all world over, people have forgotten. Early morning, we do. He said, yajna means has many meanings, but he has, yajna means to burn the cow, the ghee, what one say, in the fire. And this fumigation gives you a certain, purifies the atmosphere. And thus, is if you do it at the right time in the morning, when the sun, there is some time which he gives, and in the evening, he says you will yourself see that you are. Your mind changes. Your prana. It affects your prana, and then it affects your mind. And if you are a complex or any, your problem, you will try to understand yourself by yourself. And then once you do, he said, it's just a physical aid. It is not any spiritual thing, but this is a physical aid. And that is what I was, you know, there are many Americans are doing here, he told them. And he gives a very, very nice scientific background of that thing, which convinces me that what we Hindus or the our Vedic literature, what they have said, it has some scientific meaning behind it, why we did it.
But the thing is, accepting his statement, first of all, where is ghee?
Well, in this country you can get sir.
In this country, but there are places there is no ghee. Then how is that performing? Your first proposition is ghee. But where is ghee? It is all dalda. So how you can perform yoga? I'm talking as a matter of argument. If ghee is not available, then how yoga will perform?
That is actually the question when I first met him. I asked him, really. That's what I told him.
So then his proposal is failure. Now, you have to take the instruction and the Vedas that Prite Jadhyato Vishnu Pritayam Jirito Makhai Dapare Parichajayam Kalotad Hariki Tara. In the Kali Yuga, the real Jagga is Harikirtan. Jagga is Sankirtanai Prai Jajanti Hi Sumedasa. Sumedasa, those who have got good breath, they perform this Jagga, Harikirtan. So there is no condition. God has given you the tongue, either you are here or there, you can chant Hare Krishna. Yagyai Sankirtanai Prayi Jajanti Hi Sumedha.
Is number important in chanting? Number. It has to be certain number or you can just chant?
Number, yes. Number, of course. No, actually, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Sabsama. All has to be chanted. But because you cannot do that. Therefore, you must fix up a number. Sankha purvaka nama gananati bhi. Sankha purvaka. That I must chant so many times. That is determined. I have prescribed to my disciple that you must chant at least 16 rounds. That is very easy. But there is sankha. Sankha purvaka nama gananati bhi. The Goswami, they used to do that. So it is, otherwise, Kirtaniya Sadahari, the chanting should go on 24 hours. That's why Haridas Thakur used to do. You are simply chanting. But that is not possible for ordinary man. Therefore, they should have it fixed up that I must chant so many times. That will fix up his determination. Bhajanti mag dhirabhrata. There must be some dhirabhrata that I must be. Then the devotion goes very fast. It will become lenient. I shall do later on. No, must be done. Dhirabhrata. Mahatmanasumang pratha devi pratini manuka. Dhirabhrata. Everything should be determined. Then spiritual progress will be rapid.
Swamiji, when we go to our offices, since we come from India, naturally the very intelligent young boys and girls, they ask various questions to us. And just for the sake of their curiosity, Naturally, they ask the question about the Krishna consciousness. We try to explain from our ways, whatever we know. What explanation we have got when they put the example of, you know, that 16-year-old guru and something like that kind of things. What explanation we have got in their circumstances?
Mm.
In their circumstances, what explanation we have got as an individual for the Krishna consciousness?
This young boy guru, when they bring up this subject matter to the Indians who have come from India who are working here in America, they feel a little embarrassed.
That's true.
Lost for words or explanation what to say, that this is their Indian culture. They feel they don't know how to represent themselves.
How to represent the Krishna consciousness? This is my question. How to represent it? What to say then?
So what is your question? That means you do not know about it.
We don't know about those gurus.
You say, I do not know about it. That's all. Simple truth that I do not know about him. Why you are very serious about him? He's not very important, man.
I even don't know who is he. Because of the truth, I even don't know. My wife, she sometimes watch him on the television. There was a program or something like that, where normally I don't watch television.
He's not important, man.
Swamiji, you just said about the Guru in the Bhagavad Gita. Again, you see, after he's explaining to Arjuna all what he said, then ultimately he comes and he says that which the problem in a practical life comes, which I see, might be, I see it with me and I... he spoke very frankly. Chanchalam hi manam Krishna baladi vala dridhavam.
What is that?
After, you know, the Krishna has explained to him, to Arjuna, all that depth of religion and all the spirituality, and he's still a man of the caliber of Arjuna, he speaks, then he says, Chanchalam hi manam Krishna bala, that verse.
That is said in the...
And that comes
six chapter.
That comes in practical life, but my friend say that you try to go to a spirituality and then all these things do come in everybody's life.
No, that was spoken in connection with practicing yoga.
Yeah, but Arjun got it due to Guru, what I was saying, like Krishna means, is it possible in this age that one has a right Guru?
You can take Arjuna as Guru.
Can he elevate himself?
You can take Arjuna as Guru. And Krishna spoke to Arjuna. Ebang parampara praptam. He directly listened to him. And he is Guru, therefore. Because the Guru is by the parampara. So he understood Krishna. So you take Arjuna's instruction. Make Arjuna your guru. What does he say? He accepts Krishna for a Brahma. So you accept Krishna as for a Brahma. What is the difficulty? Arjuna, by his direct experience, talking with Krishna, he understood him that Krishna, you are for a Brahma. So you take the words of Krishna, Arjuna, and accept him as for a Brahma. What is the difficulty? The same example, one lawyer giving example, the judgment of other court. That is accepted. So Arjuna is accepting Krishna as Parabrahma. So why don't you accept? What is the difficulty? You accept Arjuna as your guru, and whatever he says, you accept it. The difficulty is that we do not accept Guru. That is the difficulty. Otherwise, where is it difficult? 5,000 years, Krishna spoke to Arjuna, but what Arjuna understood, that is there. He accepted. What we are doing, we are accepting. That's all. Krishna said, Matta Partaram Narnya, there is no more superior truth beyond me. We are accepting, that's all. Where is the difference? But if you do not accept, who can make you to accept? It's not possible. Krishna therefore said, Mamekam saranam braja, you do it. He never forces it. He's God, he can force. It must do it. No, he doesn't. You do it. Not only that, he says, jathecha sutta thakuru. Whatever you like, you do. What is that but?
Itite gyanam
Itite gyanam
akhyatam
akhyatam. I have spoken to you everything about knowledge. Then
Guyad
guyataram
maya.
Guyad guyataram. Gyanam, confidential, more confidential. I have spoken to you, one after another. Then?
Vimishyaitad asheshena.
Now you consider, vimish. Asheshena, without any doubt, fully. You consider it. Then?
Yata
itchasi tathakuru. Fully word. He never says, you must be. No. He never forces. I have spoken to you everything of all knowledge. Now you consider it, deliberately. Then you decide yourself what to do. The liberty is given. But my opinion is that you serve dharma and parityajya mamekam saranam. That is my opinion. You do it. Otherwise you do whatever you like. This liberty is there. But if you, as you are my friend, then I give you the most confidential knowledge. Sarva guhyatamam. Serve dharma and parityajya mamekam saranam. It is open to everyone to accept or not to accept, but if you want Krishna's opinion, then there is opinion. Sarva-dharma or paritya. Now it is up to you.
Swamiji, perhaps you can, when people ask about that Krishna conscious movement is only limited to a few full-time devotees, I had expressed, now in Gita it is expressed. Now read the verse. According to this, it extends to even people who follow and accept Krishna, to practically everyone who
Everyone is Krishna? No?
To all the people who want to accept movement.
Sve
sve karmanya bhirata sansiddhi labhatena Swayakaran nirata siddhim yatha vindati tachyama, tachyama. Anybody who wants to accept Krishna and Gita, he is part of, and he can be a part of the Krishna movement. He can be a part of the Krishna movement. With whatever patram pushpa.
So you read next.
Next one?
Yeah.
Yataya pravatte bhutanam yena sarvamidam tatma sarvakarmana tam bharachya siddhim vindati manava.
Sarva karmana?
Sarva karmana tam vartya.
Met?
Abhyarchya.
Abhyarchya. That is the important one. Sarva karmana tam abhyarchya. Whatever engagement you may have with the that engagement, you abhyarchya, just worship him.
Tam abhyarchya.
Yes, abhyarchya means worshiping.
Tam abhyarchya.
Yes. Tam abhyarchya. Tam abhyarchya.
Tam abhyarchya.
Yes. So tam, the supreme, you worship. Yes. And he is the supreme. Matta Parataram Nanna. So any position, if you worship Krishna, then you realize.
Yes. So is that correct?
That is the correct.
Yeah. So after giving all this in the chapter 18, then comes out that despite all these things.
No, the thing is that the best thing is sarva. Sarvadharman Purukhaja. But if you cannot do that, then in your position, you can also abhor. You can worship him. And especially in this age, whatever position you are, you can chant Hare Krishna. That is abhartana. Hey Krishna, hey Hare.
Worshipping.
Yes, this is worshiping. This is worshiping. Engage me in your service. That's why Haridas Thakur, you are simply chanting. You are doing nothing. So simply, you are engaged at purpose. So go on with your purpose, I say. But chant Hare Krishna. Where is the loss? Rather, your students will learn, oh, he is such a big professor, he is chanting, let me chant. He will be preaching at the same time.
I am a bureaucrat, no longer a professor.
Whatever it may be, because jajjadācariti sreshtha lokastha dhanuvartata. If a cheap man practices something, the followers also practice. So, a businessman, professors, scientists, philosopher, they chant the holy name of God. There is no taxation, no income tax, but the income is very good. So why people do not do it? Very easy to Yes, that is explained by Chaitanya. Nam nam kari bodha nija sarva sakti tatrar pitaniyam ita smaranena kala itadisi tavo kipa bhagavan mamapi duddhaiva idrisam yaha janina anunar. The holy name of God is so powerful, as good as God. Nam Namaka, Bahudan, he has got thousands of names, hundreds of names, and each name is infested with the power of God Himself. So in this age, this chanting of holy name of God is recommended. I can take advantage of it, but I am so unfortunate, I am no into this. So easy thing. So still I am so unfortunate, I do not wish to take the name of God. This is stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Itadisi tava kripa bhagavan mamadhi. Bhagavan, my Lord, you are so merciful that I can be direct connection with you simply by chanting your holy name. You have given this facility in this age, but still I am so unfortunate, I am not inclined. Tama bharcha. So we are not inclined to worship. That is the defect. when there is question of worshipping here, so many things we bring it not to worship. Just to counteract the proposal. Manmana bhava mad bhakta. So we bring all kinds of arguments. How to not to become a bhakta? That is our mishpat. He says, you become my devotee. We are putting arguments how not to become his devotee. That is our mishpat. We bring all arguments. This is mishpat.
I was talking to Dr. Dixon, and I was explaining to him that if he was unable to chant or to become full-time devotee, that your program for a person in that condition of life was something like life membership program, whereby he could become a member of the society, maintain his occupational duty, but become a member and take books and read and try to understand gradually that way. Is that satisfactory? If they can maybe do that much, that it would be some way they would be serving Krishna to your satisfaction?
Yes. We are taking so much labor and writing books. If somebody reads, certainly there is satisfaction.
This is their benefit, Srila. They read.
Yes, I'm writing for reading by others. But...
Thank you, Sri Prabhupada. What kind of initiation?
At our temple early in the morning, at about 7 o'clock, Srila Prabhupada will deliver a lecture. And also there will be a sacrifice, a very ancient sacrifice performed, which is formal initiation of becoming disciple of spiritual master. And you're welcome to come by. It's a very colorful and beautiful ceremony. So this will take place tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. here in the temple. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.